K-O-Z-N. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Many different things we can get to today. There's a lot of stuff about the transfer portal and the NIL again.
There is.
But? There are other things as well.
How about stadium news?
On sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone.
To the Grum on this Thursday. It's good to be here with you in our wonderful studio. I just realized it looks like I'm sitting in a... My camera wasn't very well adjusted there. It looked like I was very short.
You looked like you were at the kids' table.
Yeah, I looked like I was at the kids' table.
Hey,
you know what? I'm just going to keep it like this
I'm
for a little
tired
bit.
Of John.
Just curious.
I'm kids' table
we'll just,
John.
We'll just see if we
this can... This is like when the first time that you came in the studio after Verz had done the show, and you were like, whoa, you're really low to the ground. I'm going to try this out for the day. And then you started doing that for a while.
I did for a little while.
Because his feet were on the ground. Oh.
But then it got annoying because this mic boom isn't very good, and it wouldn't...
Yeah.
Stay low.
Let's just call this the Shane Cam when John does this.
Nice, Nick. That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Here, let's just go all the way.
Even better. Now it's definitely the Shane Cam.
It's like he's still here.
I'm gonna go all the way with this one.
By the way, I mentioned
that way you can see the wall. See, we have the wall of random, which is behind me.
The shelf
and the shelf of really random. I mean, there's a lot of random stuff. That's
has that always been there?
No, someone brought that back from the NCAA tournament
this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
those are the little
somebody
those are
isn't
little
you
stickers.
Oh no, wait, they were in Omaha.
Yeah.
They were in Omaha. Oh, so that was for either Josh, Nick, or Gary.
Yes.
Gary.
Yeah, these are the
Gary.
Because I got one of these of Creighton.
Oh, that's
got
fun.
Got it from the locker room. One of
you
the
get
ones.
A prize. But you these, have to look how far
like,
you have to lift it up now, John, to show it to
like
the listeners.
Hard, it's like is hard it? Styrofoam and. They got the Velcro backing, and they would have these up all over the place. All the team logos,
oh,
and then they'd have the March Madness
all
logo.
All the team's logos
the
and all the team's
logos.
Men.
What
and
we
so,
could do.
And so they encouraged folks to take these
to
when
them?
They were in the locker room, right?
Nice.
So like Mitch Ballack, after the end of the Tennessee game.
Well, that's fun.
Had all of these things that he was carrying onto the bus.
Ha, ha, ha.
And then, some of the managers got them, and,
What we could do is get a command strip that also has Velcro on it, and then we could put that on the wall of random. We could just right on the wall.
There you go. The BYU thing.
Why BYU? Why'd you take the BYU?
Kenneth says,
I didn't take anything. That would ask
is that
Gary.
Soak proof?
Ask whoever took it.
Indeed, Nick. Indeed. By the way, I mentioned stadium news. I just want to get this out of the way.
Arcadium?
We're probably not going to talk about it. Missouri has unveiled a $250 million stadium renovation.
Oh, well, Missouri, you're going to suck now. You're never going to get any good players because all this money's being wasted on a stadium.
Man, it looks cool at Faurot Field, right? It is Faurot Field. Not Ferret Field. Man, that looks cool. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. But you're going to be...
That's where Matt Davison caught the ball, and we're not going to mention who kicked it. Right? It was that end zone.
It was that end zone.
Oh, man, that's cool.
The end
cool.
zone with the Rock M in the end zone. But now Missouri's going to suck forever
because
they won't have enough money to pay the players.
Man,
congrats, Mizzou.
That's cool.
You'll have a cool stadium, but...
No one... Yeah, you can't afford players. It's like Nick. He... I just switched over to StreamYard. You're going to make me laugh the whole show. Nick buys shirts, and then he has to eat rice. That's what Missouri is now going to have to do all season long. They'll not have players, and they'll have to eat rice, but at least they have a cool new stadium.
Hey, sometimes that's all you need.
But at least those annoying fans have a nice place to sit.
Bingo.
You know, those jerks who, pay for everything.
Bingo.
And Missouri's able to do that with, what, $250 million?
$250 million.
Nebraska was going to be $400.
Yeah. Does Biden inflation come for Nebraska more than Missouri?
Or are things or materials more expensive there?
Did
Trev have something else in mind for the extra on 150?
Interesting. Before we get to the Grumdown, I did want to read. We had so much response yesterday to our new run. What is it called?
The Run and Wrestling Connection?
Yeah. Al in Minneapolis emailed.
Al in Minneapolis.
Says, Josh, I am totally neutral, not actively interested in running or wrestling. And your running analysis is so much more interesting / presented better to a neutral party than wrestling. Sorry you got shouted over during your time. # Team Josh, love the show. Followed up later last night. That was the first email I've ever sent you or the show, and have been listening for years. I'm laughing out loud as I continue to listen to the segment and hear so many other listeners also respond to the segment. That was a nice email.
It was a nice email. Thank you.
It was very nice. No, the person was saying that you're a jerk.
No, but thank you for the nice email.
Interesting.
Listen.
So thank you to Al. Thank you, Al.
I would argue that John and I interrupting you during your time is actually
the more entertaining
part.
Definitely not. I had many people reach out to me. Are they morons? Do they not understand about running? And I said, you hit it.
And you wouldn't have gotten that engagement if it wasn't for John and I.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
I think Jed put it best when he tweeted, we all know that Josh couldn't drink those Celsius drinks because they would be 20 degrees warmer than everyone else's.
Well played, Jed. Very well played.
As we found out yesterday, 65 degrees is abysmal conditions.
It is. When it's sunny, oh my God.
Oh, be so many dead people in the world.
No, not dead, but 10% of the Boston Marathon folks had to go to the...
Right. It was the reverse Kansas City Dolphins game.
Exactly.
It was. Now, nobody's gotten amputated, thankfully.
Unless you count, you know, knees exploding all over the place.
Knees
and
exploding.
It's like blowing
after
a tire.
Knee explosion talk.
Does it sound like 4th of July with all the knees just...
It'd be a real shame if John's quarterback dropped back to pass in August and suddenly his knee exploded after all of the things.
Why
John
does that
said.
Sound like a threat? Why does it sound like something
it
you're going to make happen?
I'm saying it would be a real shame.
It sounds like a threat.
It would be a real shame.
It sounds like a threat. Well, that happens in football too, knees exploding.
But yet you're not like, don't play football. You could have a concussion and die.
Well, but in football, you earn your injury. Right?
Interesting.
People hitting you.
Interesting.
You know, planning on the turf.
Pounding on pavement for 26.2 miles. That's not enough for you?
That sounds like torture. Those people deserve to be hurt because they're torturing
Amazing
themselves.
Daniel. John Bishop for explosion jokes about the Boston Marathon. Wow, John.
I said
can't wait to see what
knees.
You have to say about World Trade Center.
No, Chance has not made an appearance yet today in in the YouTube chat. Time for the Grumdown brought to you by the referees, John Higgins Weather Guard. Are Saban and Belichick becoming baby faces?
Baby faces? They're old, though. They probably like Squirt and Fresca and 7-Up.
They probably do.
I love Squirt.
Found out that Belichick has never drank coffee in his life.
That is so wild.
I bet he likes Squirt.
Just to not even try it. If you don't like it, that's fine with me. But to never be like, you know what? I'll try one taste. To
no,
see
he's
what I
out
think.
On it completely.
Two hot coffees.
Mike Schaefer will be with us with Husker 24/7 and Robin Washit with HuskerOnline.com. There's movement today in the old basketball portal. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, amongst other things with Robin.
Nice.
By the way, we're only a couple weeks away from Wildfire's latest attempt to make the Kentucky Derby.
Holy crap, that is almost here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
The NIL today extending the 85. Interesting story. Seems like the real good stories are always written by in threes, right? You always
like
get
deaths.
Three authors. Mitch Sherman was one of the three authors.
Oh, I see what you mean. My bad.
From
Never
the
mind.
Athletic.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a little history lesson today because today is a monumental anniversary. I'm looking forward to this because I don't think Nick's familiar with this.
No, he is not.
And this is kind of in the continuing saga of We Teach Nick Sports History.
This is a fun one.
This is a fun one. Unless you are a fan of the New Orleans Saints.
If you are Michael Sevier with your shirt, you are going to hate this topic.
I will say, I recognize Ditka as a name.
Okay.
You've recognized Ditka. You're probably not familiar with the dumbest thing he ever did as a football coach.
I don't believe I am.
Okay.
We should have called it Ditka's Boner.
Oh, boner. We should have. Boner.
Right. Rocky Mountain Disaster.
We're doing a Rocky segment?
We always are, Nick.
No, this is a different Rocky Mountain disaster. Spring football has never been about the fans.
Wow, now that is a hot take.
It is.
I look forward to you explaining this hot take.
We'll take a look at the baseball regional picture.
I think I'll use the restroom during that segment.
John and I can talk about it. Let's go, John. Baseball.
And the hashtag Scoffra Baby Boom.
Congratulations on the sex.
Imagine being a kid and then asking, just it comes up, like you do the math and you find out that you were conceived when Scott Frost was announced as the head coach.
Yeah.
Imagine being a Scott Frost baby. Like, you're here because of Scott Frost.
Well, that'd be a bummer to find out.
402-951-1620. JTEC Construction Zone Twitter feed is at USC1620. The 42 Degrees of Source hotline is 402-951-1620. Mm-hmm. And the Equitable Bank inbox, John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. I'm hoping at some point we can find out the password to the other. Because I'm trying an experiment.
Try password.
Well, I'm trying to fool the TV into thinking that it's not in Iowa, even though it's not in Iowa.
Oh, maybe that's what Iowa. It is. It's the NRG Iowa password.
See, that's what I think.
We got to talk to Chris.
It might be
knows.
A VPN
text Chris.
Thing.
Yeah, Chris
would know.
All right.
We'll do that during the break.
We'll text Chris. All right. Otherwise, we're stuck watching East Coast baseball, which, you know, it's great baseball.
John loves the Red Sox and everything that happens and
Bill
is involved
Simmons,
with them.
His huge, favorite person.
Huge fan of the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will have more when we continue on 1620 The Zone.